For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Cell phones are dirty things. According to some media reports, they're dirtier than toilet seats. Not something you want in an operating room, that's for sure. It turns out that there are good reasons for a surgeon to want his phone nearby during an operation. A student in the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine PhD program has invented a device that he hopes will give surgeons access to a phone while preserving a sterile environment. Rob Zondervan's invention is the Clean Case mobile device cover. The idea is to allow a surgeon to take photos, shoot video, look at procedure notes, or consult with peers during an operation. The cover is simple, but an improvement over what you might think of first with this sort of thing. Why not use a Ziploc bag?
So there's currently a device on the market called the eShield, which is essentially that. It's a loosely fitting plastic bag that goes over your phone. And the problem with it, from all the surgeons I've talked to that use it, it's just not functional. So it slides around with your gloves, it's not easy to clean, it can be easily damaged. So it really sacrifices function. And when we invented this device, we wanted it to feel like a native experience with your mobile technology, that you really enjoy using it, that no function is compromised.
So you have one with you.
Yeah, so this is a test part. It's been sterilized. It's ready for clinical use, but we're undergoing our final FDA validation with it. And it's a one-time use device. It's made mostly out of plastic. It looks pretty much like a cell phone case that you'd see right now, except that it has a little funnel on it that helps guide the phone into it when you're transferring it from a non-sterile to a sterile environment. So then that funnel's discarded, and the surgeon can close it and really do whatever they want with it.
Can we pretend we're doing that right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. We'll pretend that you are the surgeon.
Okay.
So right now I'm opening the sterile pouch and delivering the sterile mobile device cover to you. So you can reach into the bag and pull it out.
Do I have to be careful about how I touch it?
Nope. You're sterile, so you can do anything you want.
Oh, that's right.
So now you can point the funnel to me. So I'm not sterile. I slide the phone in, take off the funnel. Now you can close the lid and you can interact with your phone.
Does this device also protect the phone? Is it waterproof or fluid-proof might be a better question?
Yeah, it's a great question to ask, and it's really how you think about devices in sterile environments. Are we protecting the phone or are we protecting the patient? So the goal of this device is to protect the patient and surgeon from anything that's on the phone. So is it waterproof? Yes, but that's really to prevent the spread of bacteria from in to out. You know, we are passing drop tests with this, but again, it's not to protect the phone, it's protect the case and make sure that the sterile barrier is maintained.
I wonder if there might be reluctance, at least among some surgeons, to have a telephone in the operating room for fear that it might document something that later could lead to a malpractice suit.
Yeah, I think there's potentially reluctance from physicians, but also potentially from patients too. And you're right, things being recorded and shared, that's a big liability. But what we're seeing in the non-sterile environments is that hospitals and even patients now are realizing that mobile devices are such powerful tools, we kind of need them to be a part of medicine. Just how fast you can access information, how it's really improving patient care. So instead of just getting rid of mobile devices, they're realizing, you know, let's figure out how we can control this and mitigate risk. So now there's HIPAA-compliant texting apps, there's HIPAA-compliant photo sharing. So really, the aim is to protect patients. You know, in regards to physicians being afraid of something being recorded that might make them liable in a malpractice case, I mean, one could argue they probably shouldn't be doing that in the first place. And in the operating room, they're not operating in a vacuum. You know, there's six people in there. So yeah, I don't really see this as a risk of malpractice or documenting malpractice. Malpractice is something that really shouldn't be happening. And if it is, maybe this is a good thing.
This has the potential to be a very useful device, could play a role in the saving of lives.
Absolutely.
So what's next?
What's next is getting this into the operating room, which should happen in January. So we have a few pilots in the local area so we can get feedback. And then we'd like to start developing our tablet cover.
Rob Zondervan, thank you and good luck.
Thanks, Scott. This was great.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.